good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you. And for those of you, the meeting of the inner circle, and anytime I come to the airwaves, is always intended to speak to the issues of our liberation, our resurrection, the prerequisites for our being qualified for continuance in existence. It is my passion to come to that place and space where I have the opportunity to speak to other ones and to encourage you, to support you in realizing that there is one real eye, one absolute eye that sees through every eye. To come to that point and place where we, individually, wherever we are, can be consciously attuned to the absolute reality that we are each held by an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless and endless. It is infinite and eternal. There is nowhere where it is not. It fills all spaces. It is all pervasive. And it is that which we should be in a full alignment with, for this is the only way that we can truly come together. People say, oh, we need to come together. If we could just come together, we will never come together. We just have to be in a place where we are properly oriented in the absolute reality of dwelling in the presence of the absolute, being conscious of being these points of presence of the absolute, and being immersed in the reality that we dwell in the infinity of possibilities, and that we are creating shifts all the time in realigning ourselves with destiny, or creating a tragic date with fate. We're in a now moment of eternity. It requires us to have an understanding and an understanding that duty, obligation, and responsibility in this life is to be resolutely standing with that which allows us to stand absolutely, for this is the way that we have leverage. This is the way that we come to salvation and deliverance and liberation and prosperity and joy and delight and health and wealth and talent and prosperity and all of that, that ensures that when it come time to leave, we have not had a tragic date with fate, but we merged with destiny. And being birthed into the spirit worlds as embryonic gods and goddesses, because we took our lives seriously upon the planet to develop ourselves, to master ourselves, to have an understanding that we are here for the express purpose of being vehicles and vessels of the Creator's love, its light, its wisdom, its truth, its peace, its poise, its power, its creativity, its majesty, to realize that there is nothing that we will ever have that is greater than who and what we already are, but naked, and to be in a place and space where it matters to us to be all that we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself, which takes us beyond all of the artificial parameters of separation and the lines of artificial demarcation and whatnot, that there is truly only one self. And we each have been given so much of that self. We each are so blessed to be these points of that absolute and supreme presence. And as we are living our lives, exalting a full life's urge, doing nothing to undermine ourselves, coming to that point and place where it matters to us to be consciously loving, living, having an understanding that the way that we live and how we be is the evidence of how we worship, that life is worship. And it is the mindfulness, the carefulness, the kindness, the forgiveness, the compassion, the empathy, the sympathy, the service, that allows us to be truly victorious and triumphant in being realigned and harmonized in the truth of who and what we are as these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is God. The issues before us require us to have absolute intention in clearing ourselves forgiving ourselves so that we may be healed, so that we come into wholeness. Under a system, a world system of divisiveness, divide and conquer, our duty, obligation, and responsibility is to develop the strength and the determination, the consistency, the persistency, and the success in doing nothing to undermine ourselves or ourselves, to be in a place where we are exalting that full life's urge. We are self-unfolding, self-realizing, self-actualizing, and harmonizing with that absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is, everywhere that it is, and there is nowhere where it is not. And no matter what we've done, and who we did it with, and how long we were there, we were always in the presence of the absolute. We were always animated by that presence, that intelligence. And it forgives us. But we must forgive ourselves, because every fiber of our being is animated by this absolute and supreme presence. And every fiber of our being is always responsive to more love and more light and more water and more oxygen, more air, more prana, more chi, more life force, more nourishment, more devotion, more peace, more silence, more laughter, more love. Every atom and every cell of our being, no matter what degree of dis-ease, imbalance we may be in, every atom and every cell of our being is ready to accept the cleansing and the purification that will allow them to regenerate themselves. And it's important for us to understand that our cells are hungry and thirsty for life, for the frequency, energy, and vibration that is harmonious with life and not death. Every atom and every cell of our being is completely permeated, penetrated, animated, enlivened by the intelligence of existence itself, which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And when we, as these points of its own very presence, are with each and every breath and every beat of our heart and every step that we make, completely aware and mindful of the blessedness of our being, and our hearts are filled with an absolute appreciation and gratitude for the gift of life itself, every fiber of our being feels and experiences that, and it grows us. It helps us to really be the ones that we are. We have to really come to that place and space where we understand that the methodology of oppression has been to oppress us at our cellular functioning, so that liberation has to take place at the cellular level. And what we see in so many ones being discontent and dissatisfied and disfranchised and all of that dis-energy is the reality that the cells of their beings are overloaded with acidity and toxins and mucus and organisms and whatnot, because of the way that we have been socialized to feed. Every intelligence of existence knows its food. It excretes its waste. It knows its kind. It perpetuates itself. It does nothing to undermine itself. And it has sense enough to respond correctly and directly when it senses that its life is being threatened. And we, as these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence, sharing the intelligence of existence with all other beings, should at least be able to do what they do in exalting a full life's urge. entrusting the intelligence of their beings. You don't see the squirrels hesitant and asking for somebody to come and get them. They jump and they run wires and they jump from branch to branch. The intelligence of their being is guiding them. They trust it. They move with it. The birds are flapping and flying. Everything in existence is an intelligence of existence, and it is being the intelligence that it is. And every intelligence, every form of being has purpose in being, and all of our purposes is to create a more dynamic life, to bring our own gifts and our own capacity, our own talents, our own skills, our own blessedness to life itself. As we go through the process of remembering those who have come before us, in terms of the ones that the society has acknowledged as great ones, I'm the one to remind you that there are great ones that you represent that are from your own DNA, from your own lineages, whose names you may never know, but whose gifts you carry, whose benefit you should be focusing on actualizing their gifts. We spend so much time focused on so much outside of ourselves. We get so busy that we are too busy to prepare food for our families. We are too busy to keep order in our households. We are too busy to cleanse ourselves, to purify ourselves, to do that which is truly in our best interest. And that busyness will undermine us at some point if we are not busy in the purposes of existence, in really clearing ourselves, cleansing ourselves, and really preparing ourselves for our destiny, which is off the planet. And that's why it's so necessary for us to be very mindful of what it is we are saying in terms of how we identify ourselves, in what we put behind I am, and to realize that the religions and the social economics and the materiality and all of these other things that have classified and categorized us and whatnot, all of that is divide and conquer. And we're in a place now where just because things have been going on the way that they've been going on for so long does not mean that we should not be in a progressive mind, that we should not understand that the will of existence and the way of existence is for the progression and the exaltation of the intelligences of us as beings directly, that we should not be bound by our past mistakes. We should not continue to repeat the mistakes of other ones who have come before us or whose influence has been overwhelming upon the planet. One who stands with the intelligence of existence is a majority when it comes down to absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. The divisiveness puts us in a position where we so busy, we feel as though following the edicts and the games of agreement and the legalese and the legalities of the systems that we find ourselves in is what we must do. And then fulfilling destiny as these points of the absolute, being in the order of existence itself, knowing the laws of existence itself, following that which is our light directly, all of that being in a place where you are in service to the intelligence of your being, that this is optional. It's not mandatory. Can't nobody make you do that. But these are the things that we have to really, really kind of get recalibrated to understand that there is purpose in being on the planet, and our purposes in being on the planet is to serve the Creator's purposes, to be vehicles and vessels of its expression and light and progression, and exalting that which is love and light and wisdom and truth, creating harmony within the whole of us upon the planet, every nation and every race of people. We should not be warring with anybody. We should not be trying to go in and conquer people and take what they have, to enslave them, to put them in a position where we have undermined them, undermined their soils, undermined their waters, put them in a place and space where they have less because we showed up, or because America showed up, or because the thought of Americans and those who are the global, those who are pushing for globalization and free trade and whatnot, so that they can be global in terms of them having access to the people, the resources to generate more and more and more money. So where the people themselves are bringing forward the resources, the gold, the oil, the diamonds, the gemstones, the minerals, the plutonium, the platinum, the uranium, the bananas, the bauxite, the silver, the copper, the coffee, the cocoa, the sugar cane, the tobacco, whatever, for there to be multi-billion dollars generated from those things that those ones are bringing forward, but those ones are still impoverished, and understand that there's a reckoning that has to go on. There's a balancing of the scales that cannot be avoided, that there is no way to enslave a world population to your desires, your appetites, and your lust and your passion, and not be in a place where you have to pay for that indulgence, for that indiscretion, for that lack of harmony or lack of attunement to the will of existence and the ways and the laws of existence, so that our influence should be towards the greater good. We, if we really care to prosper, we have to understand that prosperity is going to be not based upon you undermining or having an upper hand on other ones. Our prosperity is based upon how much love and how much care and how much harmony we're creating. Our prosperity is based upon how well we utilize the resources that we have been given by this absolute and supreme intelligence, and how well we are seeking to be in harmony with its light and its love and its wisdom and its truth, so that we are using correctly and rightly the gifts that we are given here, and not be in a place where we are causing so much waste, so much pollution, so much detriment, so much sickness, so much illness, so much disease, that this is the way of death. This is not the way of life. This is the way of death. And so the message is to live your life, not to die your life, to live your life, exalting a full life's urge, caring to be in a place where you are getting your heart as light as a feather, forgiving the trespasses and transgressions against you, and being in a place where you forgive yourself for your transgressions and your trespasses on other ones, and asking to be held in love and light and wisdom and truth, to be completely cleared, because you get what you ask for. And this is the greatest way, the most expeditious way, for us to come into degrees of harmony and peace and poise and power, and to have leverage in a system, a world system of domination, bastardization, usurpation, globalization, enslavement, incarceration, violation. And our duty and obligation and responsibility is to not participate in undermining ourselves or anyone else. Our duty, obligation, and responsibility is to dig deep within ourselves, to reach the height of ourselves so that we are in a place and space where we can truly honor and glorify the legacy of the lineages that we represent, that we're in a place where we are cooperative and fully participatory, consciously with the ordering of existence and the harmony of the whole of us, so that we do not have issues with other ones, that we are in a perfect peace and a perfect poise and a perfect place where we are able to acknowledge the divinity of other ones and to see the oneness that we all are. To promote it, to perpetuate it, to be harmonized in it and with it. Where we are not divisive within ourselves or our family. See, this is the issue that we're facing now, is that people are so glib about having their right to die. People are so glib about wanting to continue with their bastardizing desires and lusts for flesh, the flesh of dead animals, the flesh of children, the flesh of other ones and in sexual debauchery and whatnot, that we have to realize that our sexual energy is our life force. And it is through the dissipation of that, where there is no love, where it's just for the lusting, that really puts us in a position where we are in jeopardy of our lives, because that is the misuse and abuse that has created so much sickness and disease, so much STDs, so much other things that are cancer in the prostate and cancer in the womb and cancer in the ovaries and cancer in the cervix and whatnot. We have to come to a point and place where we realize that there is order and there is law, there is justice and there is peace. And the peace is accomplished love. And the justice is the fulfillment of the law. And the law requires us to be in a place where we are taking responsibility for what we are creating, using our thoughts, using our words, using our imagination, using our feelings, our emotions, our desires and whatnot. The issue for us is coming to that point and place where it matters to us to be successful in this life, to fulfill destiny as living beings, and to come into a point and place where no matter how far we have gone the other way, that in this now moment, we will accept the correction, we will accept the liberation, we will be in a place and space where it matters to us how we walk this life and this path. These people have us thinking that, okay, we can just respect each other's path, but if you dwelling in the ditches of in valleys of degradation, and you're causing the pain and destruction of little ones, and you are pedophiles, and you are murderers, and you are liars, and you are thieves and whatnot, you understand? I'm just saying that we don't have to respect other people's paths unless they are really on the path to life. That respect is about honoring the intelligence of a one. And we have been given the capacity to think so that we can make judgments. It doesn't mean that we have to condemn people. It doesn't mean that we don't know that the issues that people are having as a result of the misorientation, the disorientation that we have all received in this life already, because the religions, the churches, the educational systems, the societies have not properly prepared us and oriented us in terms of what right livelihood, what right life, what real living, what purpose in being is. But then they've taken responsibility to give you an orientation that lets you feel glib about having the right to die, so you have the right to kill yourself, having the right to your own theories and opinions where you don't even care to be in absolute truth, where you will deny absolute truth and deny that there is even a presence that we can refer to as God, and feel as though you are entitled to usurp and participate in the usurpation, the devastation, the bastardization, the rape, molestation, and whatnot of other ones. The system and the society in and of itself is criminal. And those that they refer to as criminal are the ones that practice all the things that the system and the society exalts. On one hand, They want you to be upright. On the other hand, they're not right. We have to come to a point and place to understand that there is justice, and the justice has nothing to do with a jury of anybody's peers making a decision. The justice is going to be exacted regardless. And that's why we each should take personal responsibility to putting our own affairs in order, in consciously caring to exalt a full life's urge, to do nothing to undermine ourselves, to be in a place where we are humbled enough and daring enough and courageous enough to accept the forgiveness, the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, so that we are harmonized with the will of existence, the ways of existence, the laws of existence, and we can be vehicles and vessels of the intelligence of existence and its absolute love, law, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, and potency, effectiveness, mastery, self-control. To have light enough to be able to create solutions, to facilitate the healing and the wholeness, to reestablish that which is right curriculum for creating liberated beings that walk in the integrity of their own authenticity as conscious, living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. We have to understand who and what created the creator is, what it is, how it functions, how the laws work, how to work them, and who we are in relationship to that. And to understand that nobody has been gifted to the earth, regardless of what quadrant of the galaxies they may have touched down upon the planet, coming through the wombs of their mothers, sparked by the divine energy of their fathers, nobody is authorized by the will of existence to practice death as a livelihood, to perpetuate sickness, illness, disease, and death as a means of prosperity. We're in and out moment that requires us to be daring enough to step completely off the path of death. With every fiber of our being, with every thought that we think, with every breath that we take, with every step that we make, to be mindful of dwelling in the presence of the absolute, of being points in presence of the absolute, being immersed in the infinity of possibilities and knowing that there is nothing that we cannot accomplish when we will accept duty to apply ourselves wholeheartedly towards that which makes us whole, that which facilitates our clearing, our cleansing, our healing. People want to be healed, but they don't want to be cleansed. Not realizing that the only reason that there is sickness and illness is that there is some degree of blockage and obstruction, toxicity, acidity, so therefore you have to unblock mentally, spiritually, emotionally, cellularly, physically. Our ability to respond correctly and directly in this now moment, our ability to stand on behalf of all of those who have come before us, our conscious care to accept that those who are living now should have even more to give than all of those who've come before us, that we don't have to be acknowledged by the whole world in order for us to have value, in order for us to make a difference, that the world does not have to know us. But when you come to that point and place where you are completely and totally committed to the impeccable cellular integrity, that you will accomplish whatever you will. And when you come to that place in your space of your mind and your heart and your spirit and your soul where you can do nothing wrong, it's not in you, then know that you have the greatest degrees of liberation. And the intelligence of existence, your angels, guides, guardians, ancients, and your soul will support you in doing whatever it is that you would love to do. But being the one you are is the work that truly needs to be done. We're in a now moment of eternity where it is up to us to reclaim our lives. We're in a now moment of eternity where there is absolute law, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth, calling us to accept it, to stop fighting, to stop bucking, to surrender so that we can be an honor and a glory unto life itself, to the legacy of the lineages that we represent. On behalf of all of those who came and they did what they could do, and now it's our turn to be the ones that we are in laying foundation for the realignment, the restitution, the reatonement, the reclamation of who we be as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection, heraldess of the eternal. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency, anytime that I'm speaking, I am so grateful and so appreciative, and I pray that you are receiving more inspiration, more motivation, more of that which spurs you forward to dig deeper and reach higher, to stand in the integrity of your own authenticity as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme intelligence. For that is what I am always exalting anytime I come to these airwaves. The meeting of the inner circle is intended to provide us with the support, the inspiration, the insight, some mental stimulation and perspective, dealing with the values of ourselves, dealing with right orientation in terms of what is the purpose in being upon the planet, which we should have been given. It should have been a whole orientation from government to religious institutions to education. Everybody should have been oriented towards a right purpose in existence. But because we didn't get that, then I try to make sure that we are having those kinds of conversations, because it is by virtue of our attuning unto the purposes of existence. It's by virtue of our taking time to be mindful and to be thoughtful and to be caring, to be in alignment with that which is purpose in being, that truly facilitates and allows for our true success. We are consistently inundated with all manners of theories and opinions and propaganda and programming and whatnot, much of which is not towards anybody's greater good, even though ones may think that they are able to prosper from lying and propagandizing and distorting and bastardizing and usurping, but there is no truth in that. There is no real in that. And that's why we have to try to keep it real, to come forward to that which is the reality of existence itself, in terms of our being completely present, held by, animated by, enlivened, and completely immersed in the reality of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is all pervasive. It fills all spaces. There is nowhere where it is not. And we each have been gifted so much of it, and we are these points of it. And that thought, that mindset, that reality gives us leverage over all of the divisiveness, all of the divide and conquer, all of the things that make us feel less than or more than or greater than or whatever. We each are already divine. And how much more of divinity exists other than more of the divinity that is? It's just infinite. It's infinite. And as we are realigned and reattuned to the reality of our being, these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence, and we are daily doing that which is ours to do in clearing ourselves spiritually, mentally, and emotionally from the attitudes and habits and thoughts and memories of previous times, dwelling in the past, being able to let go of our resentments, our pain, our anger, our frustration, our tendency to hurt ourselves because we've hurt others or because we've been hurt by others. So the forgiveness and the healing can only happen when we are doing the daily work of dwelling in the now moment, dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, being present as points of absolute and supreme intelligence, understanding that the now is really what matters. How you are oriented in your being with each and every breath and every beat of your heart, wherever you stand, wherever you sit, wherever you work, wherever you are, being conscious of being in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. But God, it's beyond God. God, like men, are personalities, individual points of intelligence, presence. But the intelligence of existence itself is beyond the personalities. It is the fullness of all there is, all that has ever been, all that could ever possibly be. It is the fullness of the substance of that which is ever increasing and ever expanding. That which is the truth of all ones, all worlds, all realms. And the more we focus with this as is the absolute reality, then the greater leverage we have in a system of world oppression, suppression, depression, degradation, violation, and all of this that comes as a result of not honoring and respecting life itself, not cherishing the gifts and the blessings in being directly. Coming to that point and place where we feel less than because we don't have things. We've allowed other ones' thoughts and opinions to color our own understanding or understanding as to why we even exist. Or to think that we have no purpose in existence other than to do whatever we want to do, or do what we feel like we have to do. But other than that, there's no purpose in being. There's nothing that we're here to accomplish by virtue of this absolute and supreme intelligence directly. And so the more mindful we are, the more we have dialogue and conversation about purpose in being and realizing that there is inherent purpose in existence, and to have a global population of billions of people who are being tampered with from the perspective of having their purpose, their orientation in life being given to them through religion and government and media and corporate entities and whatnot, and our not responding appropriately by really digging deeper within the depths of ourselves, really being in a place where every fiber of our being hungers and thirsts for absolute truth, so that we are able to transcend all of this illness and sickness and degradation and starvation and whatnot, and to put it the way that it needs to be in a place where we are no longer hopeless or helpless, but to have an understanding and understanding as to how to stand harmoniously and absolutely and resolutely with the intelligence of existence, which really gives us the opportunity to be vehicles and vessels of its light, its love, its wisdom, its truth, its peace, its poise, its power, and to come to the purposes of exalting life, to come to those points and place where we are really celebrating and delighting in the divinity of our being, and we are seeing ourselves whole. We are using the faculties that we have been given. We are co-creating our world because we have been given the intelligence with which to do so, and we have applied ourselves to the laws of existence that we are able to work harmoniously with to create heaven on earth, to be in a place and space where we are healing ourselves, coming into that point and place where we do that which must be done in order for we, as well as our children and grandchildren and our lineages, to be continued in existence upon the earth and beyond the earth. And many people are just not thinking to that degree, to realize that life is an eternal reality. It is always regenerating, always expanding. That no group of men, no matter how stupid they may be, can thwart the intelligence of existence in fulfilling its own purposes, forever exalting more of itself. And we have the opportunity to participate with that by consciously caring to exalt a full life's urge, to do nothing to undermine ourselves or our cells, to come to that place where it matters to us how we live and that we live and not just be dying. Come to that point and place where we begin to examine why it is we do what we do when we are not happy doing what it is we're doing. Why would you create sickness, illness, and disease and be suffering and in so much pain, depression, when you could literally create wholeness and wellness and healing by choosing that? So in this now moment, it is important for those of you who are listening, those of you who consciously make sure that you are always attuned, that you are not just hearing, that you are not just listening, but you are making the commitments for every atom and every cell of your being to be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, so that you, as this point of the presence of the Absolute, are in harmony with the presence of the Absolute, and you are absolutely whole, body, heart, mind, spirit, and soul. You can ask for that and affirm it and declare it and create it. But somehow you feel as though you have the right to be sick. You have the right to be killing yourselves and act as if it's not suicide. It is suicide. All death is suicide when you live in the reality of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We should not be dying here at all. We did not come to the earth as dead people. We came to the earth as living beings, sparked by the divine energy of our fathers and issued into earth residency through the wombs of our mothers. We should not be leaving as dead people. And just because you may be 65, 66, 70, 80 years old does not mean that you should not exalt a full life's urge just because you've been doing all of these things that we were socialized and taught and religiously supported in doing that undermine the integrity of our being. And yes, you're blessed to have lived so long. But were you really living? And are you dying? Have you been believing that you have to die from something? And it doesn't matter how old we may be, we are still just specks within cosmic reality in the midst of infinity and eternity. But the drop of intelligence from the ocean of intelligence is still divine and is still imbued with all of that which is the truth of the whole of it. It's in us. There is no work that we can do upon this planet that is greater or more needed than our walking in the integrity of the truth of ourselves as these points of absolute and supreme intelligence. There is no gift that we can truly give, no contribution that we can truly make, if we have not done that inner work of harmonizing ourselves and ourselves with the purposes of existence and being in alignment and attunement with the truth of existence and knowing how to work with the laws that govern our being. The lawlessness, the ignorance of law, the disobedience, and not obeying the laws is what creates the sickness, the illness, the disease, the degradation, the deprivation, the starvation, the warring, and all of that. And to have a planetary populace that prefers to be lawless when we exist by virtue of cosmic, universal, and natural laws, and to be in a place where we don't care to be harmonious with those laws, is the reason why there's so much pain and suffering. And we don't have to continue to accept it just because it has been our experience. And so whatever our experiences have been, you still are in a place where you can care to be rightly aligned. You can care to be able to transcend, transform, and transmute everything into your greater good. You can care to step completely off the path of adulteration, the path of death, to step onto the path of maturation, the path of life, life everlasting, life regeneratively, life eternally. You have that opportunity in this now moment with each and every breath to decide how you will live the rest of your life here. But to be glib about having the right to die and loving to feed off the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame-laden, equal, Splenda-laden garbage. And then on the next hand, you want to eat this way, but then you want to talk about how blessed and how much you love God and how much you love Jesus and how much you love Allah, but then you don't want to be clean
from the inside out. You don't want your body temple to be consecrated for the purposes of existence. You prefer to be in a place where you're creating disease, and then you're going to blame somebody other than yourself for your set of circumstances and situations. Whether it's the Willie Lynch chip, or whether it was Clinton's administration or Bush's administration or this, that, or the other, we are in a now moment where we must take responsibility for being able to respond correctly and directly in our now moment, to be able to respond correctly and directly to being under siege, being in a place and space where you would prefer to be right. You would prefer to be whole. You would prefer to be healed. You would prefer to walk in the integrity of your own authenticity as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. You would prefer to be in a place where everything that you do and everyone that you're with is a benefit, and you are a blessing everywhere that you are, because you are allowing yourself to be a clear and clean vehicle of absolute love, light, wisdom, and truth. You get what you ask for. We were told to love the intelligence of existence, that which we refer to as Mother, Father, God, to love it with our whole being, with our whole body, heart, mind, life, with our whole might. We were told to do this. And if you'd never heard that, then hear it now. To love and honor and respect is to worship. How we live is how we worship. It's not what we do on Sundays. It's not what we do from sundown Fridays and Saturdays. It is how we are oriented, and how we do everything is the evidence of how we worship. What we do to generate income is a part of how we are worshiping, how we are allowing our energies, what we are working towards, whose purposes are we supporting and giving our energy, our time, our attention to. It's all worship. And so if you love feeding off the flesh of dead animals more than you love your heart, if you love smoking more than you love your lungs, if you love drinking more than you love your bloodstream, if you love being in defilement more than you love being in harmony with that which beats your heart, then you are in trouble. And the thing about being in trouble is that when you have other people who love you and depend upon you, whether it's your children or your grandchildren or your mother or your father or whatever, then your trouble brings trouble to everybody else. Pain, fear. Nobody wants to see their loved ones whittle away, die, and of sickness, illness, disease, drunkenness, and debauchery, and whoredom, and all of this stuff. Nobody in their right mind wants to see this. And so it's in all of our best interests that each of us exerts a full life's urge, that each of us cares to be completely cleared of our transgressions, our violations, our anger, our being frustrated and mad and teed off and holding resentments and whatnot. That emotional baggage is enough to sink you, regardless of how well you think you eat. We are here to master ourselves. We are here to be refined and to be cultured and cultivated by hands of angels of light. We are here to honor the legacy of the lineages that we represent, to bring their strength and their gifts forward through us, to activate our DNA so that we are able to give a greater gift. We are here to really perfect ourselves, because perfection is an inherent part of existence itself, and to function perfectly means that you are always mindful, thoughtful, considerate, conscientious, and caring to be harmonious with the will of existence and the love and the laws of God. And when we are rightly oriented from that perspective, then there are no other agendas that have greater power or authority in our life than the light. For the light is the only sovereignty over the darkness and the stupidity and the sickness and the wickedness and the evil and the divisiveness and the gloom and the oppression. The light is the will of the absolute. It allows us to be able to see, to consider, to make decisions and judgments and choices that are beneficial to not only ourselves, but for everybody else. There is no agenda, no one's thought, plan, or plot that has greater impact and effect in your life than your own thoughts, your own choices, and your own decisions and desires. And if you are under the impression that you have the right to be wrong, that you have the right to your own theories and opinions, that you have the right to bump your head and be as stubborn and as hard-headed as you can possibly be until you're goddamn going bloody, you are mistaken. There are no rights to be killing yourself and creating devastation. That's not a right. That's a wrong. That's a misalignment. That's distortion and dysfunction. That will get you killed. After being lied to, miseducated, fed garbage, urged and supported in being out of alignment and attunement with the purposes of existence, the laws of existence, the will of existence, and the integrity of your own authenticity, then the only right we have is to become righted, to be completely cleared and cleansed and purified so that we can be realigned in the integrity of that which is the essence of our own beings. And to realize that that is not something different for everybody. That it is the gift of life and light to be in a place where we have the opportunity to be harmonized with that which is wisdom and that which is law, so that our lives will bear the grace and the protection that keeps us safe from detriment and destruction, that allows us to graduate the class of Earth residency as embryonic gods and goddesses, because we did what we were supposed to do
in living fully. Loving, honoring, reverencing, appreciating, enhancing, facilitating, uplifting, guiding, caring, sharing, rejoicing, celebrating, these are the activities of living beings. Not killing and warring and raping and violating and stealing and murdering. Those are the activities of wickedness, dysfunction and distortion. We have the opportunity to choose daily. How we will live and whether we will love and how we are situated and oriented as these points of absolute and supreme intelligence and whether we will function intelligently or we will allow ourselves to be dysfunctional. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection.